Art, the loss by the Huskies last Friday at UCLA put even more pressure on this weekend's game.
Yes, it's kind of a biggie now to win at Oregon State. Washington is 6-4. They are bowl eligible. But losing to UCLA put a lot of pressure on Steve Sarkisian. The masses are restless at Montlake because there are expectations for this program that ratcheted up this year and, you know, articulated by Sarkisian himself when he said last year they were supposed to take the next step, this year as well, and it really hasn't happened because the Huskies right now need to win one of the last two to get to 7 wins, and they need to win both to get to 8, which would be a mark of improvement because they've had 3 7-6 seasons in a row, and the fans really don't like that, and the fire Sark thinking is out there already. I personally don't agree with it yet because the 0-12 ditch that Sark inherited was deep, and Husky fans don't like to believe that there is an instant gratification here, but it's a long process to get to a successful team that can start to beat the top teams in the Pac-12. So they have a ways to go. Sark deserves the chance to get there, but it is difficult, and winning Saturday at Oregon State is close to imperative.
And the Huskies have had a lot of penalty problems this season.
That's one of the biggest issues with the team is they seem to show a lack of discipline. And I've always said that Sark's a young guy and there's a learning curve. When he was hired 5 years ago at age 34, he was among the youngest college coaches in the nation, and he'd never been a head coach before. So now here he's in a position that he's never held, and he still tends to be impulsive in his decisions. His teams reflect that impulsiveness. There's some recklessness. They lead the nation in most penalties, and it is also a function of the Pac-12 and its officiating because they tend to call a closer game and, I think, a more screwball game as far as I'm concerned. But that's a commentary for another time. The fact is the Huskies really need discipline. They really need to be less impulsive, just like their coach.
And we may see some of the redshirt freshman quarterback in Saturday's game.
Yes, that's another complication for the Huskies. They're trying to decide whether Keith Price, the veteran, is recovered sufficiently from his shoulder problems suffered in the UCLA game to start. He'll probably play some, but Siler Miles, the redshirt freshman from Colorado, is likely to see a lot of time and may indeed start. I think that the Huskies would much rather see Price out there. They may not get it.
Big game this weekend for Washington State as well.
Right. The Cougars are at 5-5, needing one win to be bowl eligible, and they're playing a team, Utah, which is 1-6 in conference and lost their starting quarterback to a concussion. He's out for the year. So Washington State is in a great position to win Saturday and come over to the Apple Cup in Seattle the day after Thanksgiving and beat the Huskies and spoil their season and put Sark's job in jeopardy and probably really spoil the whole holiday season for the Husky fans.
Well, WSU has had two upsets this season, and they beat UW last year.
Yes, so I don't think that there's any notion that the Husky fans should be taking the Cougs lightly, because this is just the kind of thing that Coug fans want to do, is ruin the Huskies' holidays.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.